Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
At Amica Insurance, we know it's more than a life policy. It's about the promise and the responsibility that comes with being a new parent. Being there day and night. And building a plan for tomorrow, today. For the ones you'll always look out for, trust Amica Life Insurance. Amica. Empathy is our best policy.
Hi, everybody. I'm Cassidy, one of your Indianapolis Colts cheerleaders, and you're watching the Believe in Colts podcast.
Welcome to Believe in Colts special live stream edition. I'm Lawrence Owen. With me, as usual, is my guy, Gerard Powers. We're going to get in now to the upcoming game against the Cowboys. This might be the toughest game of the season. I know we played the Eagles, but this Cowboys offense is scary good. They're on a tear right now through the NFL, really putting down opponents. Who's the guy over there right now for the Cowboys? Is it Elliott? Is it the other running back? I mean,
Pollard.
Yeah. Is it Pollard? Is it Zeke? I don't know. Both one week one guy does really well. The next week the other guy seems to pop off and do some stuff. Who's that main guy over there, do you think, right now?
Oh, I think it's Zeke for sure. Pollard compliments Zeke well just because they're two different style running backs. Zeke is downhill. As a defense, it's hard tackling Zeke. Like, you might hit him first quarter, second quarter, but when that third, fourth quarter comes, that's when he's normally busting, you know, 10-yard game, 15-yard game, 20-yard game, just because he's a bigger body. Like, it hurts to hit Zeke. And then, boom, Pollard comes in the game, and he's more shifty, doing different things out of the backfield, more speed, more burst, more agility. So they complement each other well, but if Zeke is not doing what he needs to do downhill as far as just blow after blow, trying to, you know, punish the trenches, soften up the defense a little bit when it comes to that, Pollard wouldn't be as successful as he is. Not saying that he wouldn't have his games to where he go crazy, but if Zeke is not getting, you know, 4 or 5 yards a pop, you know, just downhill runs, the defense is not really worried about that run game. And then when they know you got to pass the ball now, it makes it easy as a coach to call his system.
Okay, and wide receivers over there with a certain Amari Cooper gone. Seems like CD's starting to really pick up, isn't he?
Man, I questioned that move when they traded or let go, however it happened, with Amari, just because, you know, Amari's one of the better receivers in the league, and you just don't let good players go on your roster. But obviously they saw some in CeeDee Lamb last year that might was holding him back a little bit, and they, you know, realized that he was ready for that bigger role. And I think he's definitely proved this year that he's wide receiver number one, and he'll be one of the better wide receivers in the league for a long time, along with a lot of these other, you know, great wide receivers that's, you know, 3 years or younger in the league, because it's a lot of them, and they're in that position. It's a talented group. And it's a lot of corners that's coming up in the league that's 3-4 years and younger, that's very talented. So I think the league's in good hands, especially, you know, with CeeDee Lamb, you know, one of the leaders of the wide receiver core.
Basketball is back at BetOnline remains your number one source for all your sports betting needs this season. You'll always find the latest odds, team matchup info, player news, and game trends at BetOnline. As your continued source for all sports wagering information, BetOnline features live betting, free contests, and giveaways all season long. Always the fastest and easiest way to bet on all your favorite sports and events, whether that's NFL, NBA, NHL, MMA, tennis, boxing, even golf. Head to betonline.ag to join and receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Make sure you use the promo code BELIEVE, that's BLEAV, to receive your rewards. BetOnline, where the game starts. Absolutely. Now, the because I believe it's scheme, you know, obviously, the Colts seem to give up, I think, a league high in opposing quarterback completion percentage right now. And, I mean, they don't give up a crap ton of yards passing, mm-hmm. but they give up the underneath stuff. Could that be a problem with the yak yardage that the Cowboys are known for?
Maybe. But when I look at the Cowboys defense, man, they're such a veteran defense right now, you know, in every position from the D-line, linebackers to the secondary, got just key guys, you know, that and earned their way and been around for a long time. And it just seems like their style of play is, you know, we might bend in certain situations, but we definitely don't break, and we definitely opportunistic when it comes to trying to get interceptions, strip fumbles, turnovers. So in their defense and their style, it's a lot of eyes that's on the ball. So you're going to give up some underneath stuff, but you don't see as many explosive plays given up by Dallas, even though it might happen. It's normally either contested, but you just don't see just major busts, MAs, and just people just running scot-free. It's a very disciplined and fast defense.
Oh my gosh, talk about this defense. I mean, the sacks are ridiculous. I mean, Micah Parsons has 12 sacks on the year. DeMarcus Lawrence has 6. Big old Tank still over there producing. And then Doris Armstrong has 8 sacks. That's just, and then Dante Fowler Jr. has 5. These guys are out here just sacking everybody. They got 45 sacks already on the season. What do you do?
You better just do what you do and hope you do it the best that you've ever done it. Because when you got dudes, you just got dudes. And this will be one of those games you're going to have to win your matchup. You can't help everybody. You can't block every – you can't double-team everybody. You can't chip everybody. You can't send the running back. You can't slide the protection to this side every time. So it's going to be one of those games to where it's going to become matchup football. And you're going to know easily who's the weak link. You're going to know easily, you know, who's giving up what. Or you're going to know easily who's dominating, you know, whether it's somebody on the offensive line that's dominating Michael Parsons or Michael Parsons dominating somebody on our offensive line.
Well, with the amount of sacks that we have that we've given up, and then the amount of sacks that the Cowboys are known for getting, I mean, they get so much pressure on the quarterback defensively. Man, Matt Ryan, that's going to be kind of scary. I mean, he can move around in the pocket, but
we have to get the ball out fast.
Yeah,
we have to get the ball out fast, and you're hoping Jeff, with his offensive line expertise. I mean, the last 2 weeks has been some positive. If there's anything positive that we've been seeing that's changed since he's become head coach, it's been that offensive line. So you hopefully off of last week's game and last night's game and them playing well and them watching the film today and them continuing to build on, you know, the success they've had these past couple weeks, you will hope that, you know, that takes another step, you know, this week. So hopefully Jeff will have some good. I mean, he's faced some tough defensive line in his past to where, you know, it's had to be a lot of one-on-one matchups as well. He had Dwight Freeney and Robert Mathis in 13 straight training camps, both on either side. He had to figure out how to block them. So I'm pretty sure he's going to have a good game plan for us. So it'll be a good one to kind of keep your eyes on, you know, for this game.
Absolutely. Is there a weakness on this Cowboys D that you think that the Colts should exploit, offensively?
I think whenever you see that you got your one-on-one matchups, you got to take your opportunities. When you look at our wide receivers, we're more bigger bodies, so we got a longer catch radius. When you look at the Cowboys DBs, it's more your shifty type guys, guys that might not be as tall, but, you know, plays the ball well, you know, got great ball skills and all those type things. But when you're talking about 6'4", 6'5", type receivers, you're going to have to give those guys opportunities to use, you know, their God-giving size and strength to try to, you know, bully, not bully, but try to just take advantage of your opportunity. So whenever we see our one-on-one matchups, I think we definitely got to at least give the guys an opportunity to go out there to make plays, because if we don't make the big plays, you know, we're not going to win anyway. So you might as well, you know, take your opportunities in making those.
So last week in the third quarter, near the end of the third quarter, the Colts were in scoring position inside, I think, the 5-yard line, 6-yard line, and the handoff was misconstrued. We talked about Jonathan Taylor being the fault of that fumble, where he tried to grab, looked like he kind of tried to grab it with his hands rather than let it hit his breadbasket and close around. When you have a superstar, a guy like that, but he starts to show a little bit of fumbling issues, because that would be his fourth turnover, even though that turnover was given to Ryan because he technically was the last person to have possession of the ball, it was on Jonathan Taylor. When he has a fumble or a turnover, a lot of people were talking to me about, you should sit him for a drive. I'm of the feeling, if it just happens once, you give the ball right back to him so that he could put that last fumble out of his mind immediately. But what are your thoughts?
Some people got to get out of the little league mindset. Jonathan Taylor is not out there trying to fumble the ball. He works on carrying the ball and doing all that type of stuff. They work on that stuff every week, whether he has a year to where he has no fumbles or a year to where he might have 3 or 4. And a lot of those times, I mean, you got to think, if I hand you the ball, and I'm not saying you specifically, Lawrence, but anybody the ball, and I tell 6-7 people to get around you and just start raping at the ball, trying to grab it, doing everything you can, 9 times out of 10, maybe 10 out of 10, you're going to probably drop the ball. So that's why you're hoping that you get down, or you're hoping the whistle's blown, or anything like that. It's just unfortunate. Jonathan had some situations, like you said, that fumble is just mechanics, you know, just let it get in the bread basket. It wasn't like, you know, a player ripped it out or anything like that. But a couple of his other fumbles, I mean, it's been some guys that's coming in and just hit the ball at the right spot, hit his elbow at the right spot, and then, or maybe 5 or 6 guys are all grabbing at it and pulling fingers and all that, to where you might, you know, drop it at the end of the day. But last night, that fumble between him and Matt Ryan, that's just, you know, a mechanic type thing. And, you know, as a player, you know, he's human as well. You know, he make mistakes as well. But I'm not sitting here thinking that Jonathan Taylor has a problem fumbling the ball, because he hasn't shown this his entire career. Sometimes, you know, it'd be like that sometimes.
Okay.
At Amica Insurance, we know it's more than a life policy. It's about the promise and the responsibility that comes with being a new parent. Being there day and night, and building a plan for tomorrow, today. For the ones you'll always look out for, trust Amica Life Insurance. Amica, empathy is our best policy.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts, so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Gardocki's Playground drops in and says, from the way it sounds, maybe we're misusing Taylor's skill sets. You know, do you think that there's some plays that we need to be using more to take advantage of the skill sets that Jonathan Taylor has, like more, you know, I don't know, flat out running back screens, and or something of that nature?
Maybe we can find some different ways to get him the ball. I mean, that's with everything. Everybody has something that, you know, maybe we can do differently to get better at, or find him or put him in better position to, you know, make plays or whatnot. But wasn't nobody complaining last year about Jonathan Taylor? And we're using him the same way. So, you know, it's one of those damn if you do, damn if you don't. I think, you know, what we've been doing is fine how we're using him, because that's his style back. He's a downhill bruiser. And that's what he is. And it, you know, he's a home run hitter as well. It's just, you know, every week is not going to go perfect for running backs, you know, all the time. I mean, Derrick Henry played the Cincinnati Bengals last week, and I want to say he only had 40 yards rushing, 30 some yards rushing, and on like 20 carries or something like that. So, I mean, it's tough out there for the best running backs in the league, because you're facing eight, nine man boxes week in, week out. So if one guy's not doing their job within the trenches from a blocking standpoint, you know, you can be damn Barry Sanders. You're going to get tackled, you know, for tackle for loss or for no gain, you know. So it's a lot that's dependent on being successful from a running back position. I mean, we're lucky enough to have one of the better running backs in the league. I mean, but at the end of the day, I mean, he's human too. I mean, he just can't run through 11 professional football players every time that he get it.
Yeah, absolutely. What are you thinking about the Colts secondary? As a former secondary player yourself, the starting guys, what are your thoughts on Brandon Faison? There's a lot of people out there that think Faison is not fans, we'll say, that don't like the play that Brandon Faison's putting out. I think all year I've called Brandon Faison out on maybe four bad plays, and yet I've yelled about a lot more than that on some really good plays just in the last few weeks. What's your thought on Brandon Faison's play so far this year?
I mean, it might not be like what he wants it to be. I mean, but I'm not going to sit here and say that he's a problem on defense, or that I'm worried about his playing and all that. These guys are making contested catches. You know what I'm saying? These guys are making some tough catches, and sometimes as a DB, especially with how the game is called today, you can't touch them, you can't do all these things. Like, you almost got to be perfect just to make a play as a DB. Sometimes it just don't go your way all the time. But to sit here and watch the defense as a whole, I'm not going to sit here and say that he's a problem, or we need to upgrade, or we need to do that. These guys have literally, like you said earlier, only given up 27 points three times this year. It's been whatever that stat was we was talking about earlier. These guys
more than 20 points.
Yeah, more than 20 points. Yeah, these guys are you know, playing lights out football, you know, as a whole. I mean, it gets hard out there sometimes when you're put in tough situations because of the other side of the ball, when you're facing a short field and you're coming out there and you got to stop them and do all this type of stuff. It's pressure out there. But I think as a whole, secondary wise, they're playing the best that they can. Yes, I want to see more interceptions. I want to see more turnovers. I wish that we could get two or three of them a game from the secondary. I mean, but, you know, those guys are playing pretty good. I mean, I can't complain when the scoring average is what it is from a defensive standpoint.
All right. Last thing we're going to discuss, I think, before we drop our predictions for the early predictions, obviously, for the Cowboys-Colts Sunday Night Football. David in here says, we need to give Lamar all the money. All right.
I like it.
my question, do you think he's available this off season, and would you go after Lamar if he was?
I mean, the season's about over. I know he said he wasn't going to do any negotiations during the season, but you would think that the Ravens, like I said, we just talked about how hard it is to hit home at the quarterback position. And you wouldn't think that the Ravens would let a 25-year-old MVP, you know, walk out of that door. But if he was to walk out of that door, Colts need to call and give him whatever he needs to get. I mean, you got certain pieces that, you know, with his style of play and the system that he would have to, you know, be in to benefit his style with the legs and the throws. You got the running back already in Jonathan Taylor. You got Jelani Woods and some tight ends with these big catch radius. It'll be exciting. That'll be something that I would fully support if the opportunity come. But I can't see Lamar in any other jersey other than that Raven jersey with that 8 on.
So there's absolutely no worry about a repeat of a like a Russell Wilson situation with Lamar Jackson.
I don't know if I want to put the Russell Wilson situation. Well, I guess it is kind of comparable. Mm-hmm. But I think Russ kind of forced his way out with some of the antics that he was doing in Seattle, and Seattle was gladly to let him walk just off of everything that's coming out now with Russ and his aura and the diva-ness and, you know, locker room guys not really, you know, being that type of person. Lamar's different. I mean, he's the heart of that team, the soul of that team. The fan base love him and don't want to see him walk away. I'm pretty sure he don't want to walk away, but business is business at the end of the day. If he was to walk, I don't think it's because there were any type of friction or where these two parties was ready to just, you know, get rid of each other. I think it'd just be more business-wise, and, you know, he didn't like the number that they were offering.
Okay.
That's so, my opinion, though.
Yeah, that's fine. that's perfectly fine. Now, obviously, Lamar is a special quarterback in the NFL. I believe he's almost impossible to fully defend as a defender, right? Because you got to mm-hmm. worry about his arm, then you got to worry about his legs. How long into the future are those legs going to be a major part of his game? That's a question that I have, though. You know, being that he's, you know, 25 right now, is he still going to want to be running like that when he's 29, 30?
You know, Michael Vick was, even though it wasn't at 4.2, it was at 4.4. You know, so, you know, you take your poison. Anybody that's just with, I mean, you like if Lamar, the older Lamar gets, obviously, the less he's going to want to do that. But at that same token, the older he gets, his slowing down from the legs is still faster than any other quarterback that's going to be in the league, you know, at the end of the day. So I still believe that, you know, for his entire career, he's still going to be able to use his legs until, you know, the day he feels like he want to hang up his cleats. Just because, like I said, at that position, his legs are still going to be a weapon at 34 years old, 35 years old, because it's going to still be faster than any other quarterback defenses are used to, you know, seeing.
Okay. All right. Well, let's get into the predictions for this Sunday night football game against the Cowboys. I'm going to go first. That way I give you a moment. Look, this will be the second time that I've picked against the Colts. I don't see a chance. If the Colts win this game against the Cowboys, I will be utterly shocked. Okay. They need to. But this is a very aggressive defense front seven for the Cowboys. And that's offense. Even though the offensive line looked better, the offense still did not look good at all in this game against the Steelers. And
yeah,
this is going to be a problem. I don't know if the Colts haven't been able to really score more than 20 points, but twice this year.
I know. So I was bragging about the defense, but I didn't want to bring up what the offense was.
Yeah. Yeah. Now, I think our defense will play well enough. I think we give up 24 to 27 maybe to the Cowboys. I mean, they're still a good team. They could even give up 17 against the Cowboys and we'd still lose this game, I feel. I'm going to go Cowboys 24, the Colts 13.
Okay. The only thing that worries me, well, not the only thing. The biggest thing that worries me about this game is just it being on the road at Dallas. And Dallas got a lot that it's playing for, and they know that they can't slip up and lose this one with how tight their NFC East race is going and positions and, you know, and all those type of things. So I think it's a big game for them. I think the crowd's going to be crazy. It's going to be a crazy atmosphere. And I think our defense, even though they've been playing well, I think it's going to be too much for them to on the road to, you know, continue that high level. So I'm going to say Cowboys 31. This will be the first time all year we give up 30. So I'm going to say 31, and I'm going to say the Colts 17.
Yeah, yeah, that's – it is what it is.
It's the first time I picked against the Colts, but yeah. I had to this game.
Rodney, if you watch this, you tell the whole team this is the first time that Gerard has picked against you all year and see if that get. I mean, obviously, yeah. They probably.
They're probably going to win. They're probably going to go out there and win. Yeah. That's why I'm doing it. I'm hoping that jinx thing.
Yeah, let's do that. It'd be nice to walk into Dallas and come away with a win. I don't see it.
We beat Dallas, and everybody be talking about extending Matt Ryan for next year. So
unless it's Jonathan Taylor for 300 yards on
the
ground.
That's true.
And six touchdowns, Buffalo. all right, guys. Thank you so much for watching and listening on your audio podcast. Make sure you smash that like button before you leave if you're watching on YouTube, and subscribe if you're not subscribed. You can check out Gerard Powers, myself, and Rodney McLeod on the Believe in Colts every week, except Rodney wasn't going to be here this week, obviously, because of the Monday Night Football game. But when he's able to, he's here. And until next time, as usual, for Gerard Powers and myself, this was Believe in Colts, brought to you by Bet Online. And as usual, go Colts.
Do you believe? Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.